Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
There's some people you can't be talking to, all in your ear with all the wrong information. And there is a process that nobody, including me, likes, because the valleys are cold, dry, wet. And I was hungry in the valley. I ain't had money in those valleys. And as I said in the very beginning, before I heard you, that we say this can't be God because it ain't working. That's what we say. But God is saying, it is me. But now I am sharpening you. I'm developing you. I'm preparing you to carry that which I've already built you to hold.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, abundance. We're going to talk about some abundance today, and liberation for Black women. Today, I'm in conversation with Dr. Tracy Lynn, who is a total boss. She's the founder of the Icon Circle. She's known as the $100 million woman who made literally something, y'all. She made something out of nothing. We're going to be talking about how she turned $200 into over $100 million by way of her brand, Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry.
That's correct.
Right? Perfect. Yeah. And she's grown her company into one of the largest in the direct sales industry and also empowering thousands and thousands of women. We're going to be talking about what it takes to be a CEO, how to start and scale a direct sales business, and also what it's like to be a CEO of your own life. So let's get into it. Hello.
So glad to be here with you. So glad to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. So I know I pretty much said all the things, but before we get started, is there anything that I missed, or do you want to tell us more about who you are?
Well, you know, you actually did a really good job with the intro, but since the days of Tracy Lynn Jewelry, like you said, I am the CEO of the Icon Circle, which is a seven figure earners, women in business. That's a mastermind. But I did just start the Big Dog Academy for those newer entrepreneurs getting started and just women who want to be the boss in their life. Oh. So I just started that because there's so many women who are in that space. And what you're talking about and what we're going to talk about today is just perfect for that. So I just wanted to add the big dog in there.
I'm so honored to be in conversation with you, because just the fact that you took, like I said, well, for some people, $200 is really something, but just taking like $200 and turning that into like this bountiful, abundant, thriving business. Like, how did that, like, how you do that? How did this start?
You know, and I'm so glad you're asking, because people just think I took the $200 and I put it in a machine and out came $100 million.
I wish. Right.
And the thing is this, it's the process and the middle. Most people get stuck in process, especially in the middle of it. In the beginning, I, you know, had the $200. I had the vision of fashion jewelry, but I also had a vision of helping other people. There was always a quote that I loved by J. Paul Getty that said, if I can get 1% of 100 people's efforts versus 100% of my own, that's true success and wealth on a grand scale. So I never just saw it as me. Mm-hmm. I read the Mary Kay book when I didn't know anything about direct sales. That's how I learned about direct sales, was reading the Mary Kay book and realized that what I was feeling, that there was something in me that was also there for other people. Now, the $200, there was three iterations of Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry.
Okay.
The problem is when one iteration fails, we stop. Right in the middle of our process, we stop. We say, that's not meant to be. You know, God would have let it continue, or it's something else because it didn't work. Oh, no, no, no. It took me three times of stop, start to get to the one that was the one that got me to 100 million. Same business, same name,
yes,
different person.
Oof.
Even though I was the same name of the person, I was not her by the time I got to round three. We don't want to get to the end. We stop in the middle because it gets hard. And then we come up with all kinds of reasons why not to continue. Three iterations. It took all of that to get me to the me that could now make 100 million and stand on it because I wasn't strong enough after 20. I made my first million when I was 25. Lost it all by the time I was 27, but I made it. So I knew that that was a business for me in my purpose, but I was not the one for it yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know you was going to come, Dr. Tracy, and be preaching a sermon on the podcast today.
Well, I'm going to do it all. I mean, come on. At the core of me is my business tree, which is my business and my ministry. So at the core, I'm always going to come with that because that's where that real revelation of how I got there. And that's what people want to know. Was it magic? It wasn't one time. I said three iterations of me to get there.
Wow. And I'm reflecting as you're talking, because I feel like I'm in a place of a valley in life and in business, etc. You have those ebbs and flows, those peaks and valleys. And right now, some of the things that I'm trying, things are not growing the way that I want them to grow. And so I'm like, maybe this is not for you. Maybe this is not what you're, maybe God has like, this is done and you need to just do something else. Go back to work, do something else. This is not for you. So I'm so glad that you are reminding us that remember the big picture and don't give up.
Yes. And remember the big picture. And also remember that in order to carry what you're called to carry, you've got to now develop everything you need to be able to carry it. You may have capacity for it. You came here with capacity to do it, but you've got to be filled up right. And there is process. There's some things that have to be shed. There's some people you can't be talking to, all in your ear with all the wrong information. And there is a process that nobody, including me, likes, because the valleys are cold, dry, wet. And I was hungry in the valley. I ain't have money in those valleys. And as I said in the very beginning, before I heard you, that we say this can't be God because it ain't working. That's what we say. But God is saying, it is me. But now I am sharpening you. I'm developing you. I'm preparing you to carry that which I've already built you to hold.
I hope somebody's listening. This can't just be for me. I hope you got your journals out. I hope you are writing. This is an episode you're going to have to go back and listen to at least two or three times. Like, this is not a one and done. Clearly, we flowing with the spirit today, and we need this conversation. So if I might ask, especially for someone like me or someone that's in their beginning stages, who was Dr. Tracy at the beginning of the journey versus now, obviously what we see before us, since they were, you know, different people?
Yeah. So who she was, I mean, definitely growing up with a strong matriarch family, mother, grandmother, raised by those women who were the epitome of strength, always telling me what I could do, what I could be, what I could have. And modeling that out, especially my grandmother being an entrepreneur. However, life comes in. So when I was in my 20s, 24, 25, I had already made $1 million in the jewelry business.
Okay.
And with other women. I had a direct sales company and I didn't even know what direct sales was. I was just doing it. Isn't it funny that we can do the things that we came here to do without any education, without anybody teaching us, because we came with it in us? So I'm living that out, but then I got hit with negativity from other people. I happened to hear some women outside, especially one in particular, who I was helping her put her son through school. And she was saying, and she was much older, 20 plus years my senior at the time, well, why are we all buying from her? We can do this ourselves. So, me hearing that, knowing how much I was doing to make sure she had more than enough, that deflated me. I didn't want to do the business anymore. And how in the world could I stand up and be who God had called me to be to make 100 million if I can't handle that? Because it was going to come 100 times worse than that
Ooh, yes.
to get to that place. Oh, yeah. So I didn't want to do it anymore. And over time, because I had checked out, that business was over. And I never wanted in that time, I never wanted when I came back again to use my real name. I thought it was safer if people didn't know I was really Tracy Lynn. So I used my first Lynn is my middle name. So I mean, my real name is Tracy Lynn, but that's not my last name, is not Lynn. And I never wanted to use Lynn. I used it for the jewelry, for the brand, but not to say it was me, because it was safer. I could be protected if people didn't, because they didn't believe it was me anyway. I'm a young woman making that kind of money, making these kind of moves. She too young to be that boss. And most of the women were much older than me. So it was easier, even on my next round, not to be Tracy Lynn. But in order to be who you talking to today, not only did I have to be Tracy Lynn, I had to be it, because that was the brand that was going to carry me from place to place, from thing to thing. That was the brand that even after the jewelry, it was going to be the name was the brand. And I had to be able to stand in that, explain that so that I can teach it and impart to it. Can't teach you what I ain't never seen. I've seen it. And I had to be able to stand up to it. And so I am not today who I was back then, over 34 years ago, when I started that and through all my iterations. But by the time it came back around again, boy, God is so good. I did not want to have anything to do with jewelry. I was speaking at this point. I was traveling with Les Brown. I was his opening speaker. So I thought that was my plan. That, okay, God, I'm good at speaking. So I see this. But that was not my full path. That was a piece of it. Because we then find the piece of the gift and we want to ride that in and wonder why we ain't making the money we should, because you only riding the piece.
Listen.
Yeah, right? So we want to ride the piece. But that piece of me was the opening act of I was Les Brown's opening act. So it was the opening act of my life to impart to the women. I didn't know it. I thought that was it. That's where I was going. And I put everything I had in that. And then on the way to California, the Lord introduced me back again to jewelry, showed me another company who's out of business today that was doing it exactly the way I saw it in my head, the way I was trying to do it but had no success. And I happened to be going to California and happened to be around the corner from this place's corporate office,
Oh my
and
gosh.
flight attendant happened to be showing me all the jewelry and invited me to the showroom. And then when I came back, I started up Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry again, and that version without the money, that version with only me, but that version that had grown and developed, that was the version that made the 100 million.
Wait a minute. I want to make sure I heard what you said. So, are you saying that not only did you have to do this several times, you still didn't have the money and you
I
still went
didn't.
forward?
That's right. That's right.
I
But I had
mean,
something that money cannot buy. Oh,
yes.
I had it. I had the gift. I had the knowledge of the gift. I bought franchises so that I could learn some things. I didn't know systems, strategies, and processes. So I bought one franchise, a second franchise. Then the company, I was such a good franchisee, they gave me a third store. And I said, oh, I found my new passion. I'm my own franchise. The Lord said, oh, no, that's just another piece. That's just another piece. Well, that was a $250,000 a year per franchise piece, but that's still two to math. 250 times three ain't a million. I saw a million already before that, doing the thing that God needed me to do to show me. So I've done all these things up to the third iteration. By the time the third iteration, I had owned franchises. I understood processes and strategies and systems, and I had something. I had the confidence and the belief and the relentless spirit to go all the way. I had didn't have the coins, didn't even know what the coins were going to be. Didn't need to worry about that. I saw some things. I knew what I could do. I knew I could just bootstrap my way, and that's what I did. Started in three cities that I could drive to. You weren't in my city that I could drive to. You couldn't join the business. I don't care who you told me your cousin was ready. I had seen all that stuff before. I didn't care about that. I needed to bootstrap my way. I did it the organic way. One by one, person by person, I knew everybody's names. I knew the families. That's how I built that empire.
So I have so many questions. So for someone that's just now starting, 'cause I want to get into that direct sales part too. How did it go from like 200 to even, let's say, what was the journey from the $200 to like $5,000 or somewhere in there, $5,000, $10,000?
Well, you know what? I still own my franchises. So this is a lesson. When it comes to really getting out there and doing it big, you try, if at all possible, do business when it's easy, not when it's hard, which means I didn't have to count to when I got to 5,000. I had a good time. I just focused on the people. I didn't worry about when I got to 5,000. When I looked up, I was at 50 when I looked. So I don't remember. What all I know is I was in the cities, talking to the ladies, loving the ladies, buying fabulous jewelry because that was another gift. I had style. I had the gift of the eye. My grandmother had it. She owned a traveling boutique, basically out the trunk of her car. So I'm just putting that sweet name on it, traveling boutique. And that's what she did. So I had that eye. I had developed that. She took me with her as a child to go shopping. I did not want to go, but I went. And I developed an eye. So I started using all the gifts. I wasn't worried about, oh, I'm at 5,000 now. When am I going to get to? Let me just enjoy myself. Plus, I still own those franchises. So I retired my husband from his job to run the franchises. And my mother ran that. And I had time to start the jewelry again. And that's what I did. I looked up, I was at 50. Next thing I looked up, the bank was calling me, trying to get appointments because they're looking at my account. I'm at 500,000. What? When that happened? Then I'm at a million. So no, I didn't sit down and plan it all out. I just operated in my gift. I had a good time, and then I started getting like, all right, now here we go. That's when I started really taking a look at, okay, now what do I need to do to expand? Because I read some articles on organic growth. Then I joined the Direct Selling Association. Now, listen to this. When we think about Black women in direct selling, the Black woman who made her mark in direct selling was Madam C.J. Walker, right? For hair care products. People think it was a straightening comb, it was hair care. Because how do I know? Because I met her great great granddaughter who wrote the book, and she and I became friends. I brought her in to speak to my organization because that was all I had. What do you mean that was all I had? From 100 years ago, a Black woman starting a direct sales company, it was Madam C.J. Walker and Dr. Tracy Lynn. That's it in 100 years. Right. So we definitely need more Black women in that space. So 100, I couldn't talk to Madam. That's why I started my programs that I need you to be able to talk to me. That's why I'm on your podcast. People need to be able to talk to me. Couldn't talk to Adam. I had to read it and then talk to the great, great, great granddaughter. So that is one of the reasons now that I pour back and give back to make sure that I'm able to pour in, to impart, to give these lessons. But when I started from that couple hundred dollars or whatever it took, I was just buying it based on what I had at the moment, got a showroom, learned some things. I joined the Direct Selling Association. I didn't qualify for anything major then because I wasn't making real big revenue, couple hundred thousand dollars a year. And next thing I know, I'm at $500,000. Next thing I know, the bank is calling me because I'm over $1 million. Next thing I know, I'm making $5 million. Next thing you know, I'm making $1 million a month. Next thing you know, I'm at 10, 15, 20, 25. That's what I know.
All I can do is shake my head.
All the gifts. You see what I'm telling you?
Yes.
That was a gift. I didn't get stuck just owning the franchises or being an opening act for Les Brown or doing, okay, I can't do the jewelry. I can. What did I do wrong? Well, first of all, I was in my feelings too much. That was wrong. That was the first thing. I wasn't strong enough, way too much in my feelings, personalized too much. So didn't do what the Bible said, guard your heart with all diligence because out of it flows all the issues of life so that you don't have all these issues in your life. So I didn't follow that advice. But what was the common thing that was good? It was jewelry. What was bad? I tried to do a catalog without a source to re-up on the jewelry in a catalog. So I wasted my money. Okay, so fix those things. I got it. And here we go.
Yeah, but especially just like for the Black women specifically that are listening, even just tapping into those gifts and knowing what you have, even if you don't know necessarily the hows and the wins, and because a lot of us, we want everything. And well, let me just speak for myself. I get discouraged because I want it to be perfect. I want it to be a certain way. And if it's not like that, I just get disappointed or in my feelings. But you can't be in your feelings.
Let me tell you something. I went up to New York and got jewelry, private label, put my name on it. In the early days, I didn't. I just sold it on the cards. And then other people would say, well, down the street, you know, the hair store, they got this. And I didn't care what the hair store had down the street. I didn't care that so-and-so in her boutique was selling the same thing. That at that point did not matter, did not bother me. I was never caught up in the perfection. I was caught up in the movement. Move. You just keep moving and the rest will catch up. Then I can private label. Then I can travel to China. Then I can make my own. But you got to get started. How is it going to be perfect if you ain't got the finances for perfection? You better go with that gift because God makes room for you. There are people who can see past all that stuff that you thinking and tap into the gift. Mm-hmm. They worry about the perfection of it. It's gotta, you know, people used to tell me, I used to have consultants say this to me, you know, we could really do big things if we didn't run out of receipt books. You know what? I could see a day coming when we could make like $500,000 a month if we just stay in stock on receipt books. I said, how do you know we ain't making that already? Mm. And I ain't staying in stock. The Office Depot, Office Mac, they ain't even in stock all the time on receipt books. So why am I held to that standard? We're going to run out and we're going to get them back in and we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Guess what? When they were talking about 500, I was already making $1 million a month running out of receipt books. Anybody, what? We major on minors. What in the world does that have to do with my big profits? What?
Nothing.
That's what perfection is.
Yeah.
I can't. Christ is the only perfect person. I can be excellent and I do everything with excellence. Mm-hmm. That's always in my spirit. But it doesn't mean to you, because I don't have the right backing on it, may not be excellent, but that's the most excellent that I can deliver, because what God is looking for is my yes in my movement, not in my earring car.
I hope y'all listening. Procrastinators unite. I hope you are listening. Those of you stuck in stagnation, I hope you're listening. I really hope you're picking up these gems. So what let's talk about the direct sales part. Say there's a woman who's listening to this right now. They're like, you know, I've had it in my spirit to start this, but I was unsure, or, you know, I don't know. Well, first of all, what is direct sales in case they don't know? And number two, logistics wise, where would they even start?
You know, this is the one thing that I'm always so surprised that people don't do research anymore. As much stuff as we had with Google and YouTube University, I don't see research happening.
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience. From the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott, these episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time, there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup in hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
DirectSelling.org, DSA.org, read up on it. Mm-hmm. Look into it. Start reading the books of people who are doing it. Everybody's seen Mary Kay. A lot of people know about Tracee Lynn Joy. Just research it. But when you do direct sales, you don't chase it for money. You chase that for impact because that involves direct selling is involving a people to people business. Mm-hmm. It's people to people. So if you don't like people, we already know that ain't your business. Mm-hmm. So it's people, you can't hide behind the computer. It's a relationship-based business. You got to do relationships. That's how you build those brands. And it's people to people. So you are empowering your sales force. That's why I used to call my people the force, because the force be with you. And they were the force. You hear me? They delay. So you've got to be people to people. You've got to be people oriented. That's the first thing. And then, so the structure is what I said in the very beginning, 1% of 100 people's efforts and 100% of my own. So I can't make all the profits. I got to share it. But think about it. I'm getting paid on thousands. I had over 100,000 women out there selling the force. And they were out there selling, and I got a percentage of those efforts. And I gave them a percentage of my profits. So we shared. So if this is making the baby leap inside of a woman listening today, she needs to go on that path of research. Go to dsa.org. You'll get a lot of information, a lot of questions answered. And then you figure out, you discover with that product that's in you, that's authentic, that's you. And then you test it out. You do a home party and invite some people over, let them buy, go crazy, do a little study, and then ask one of the ladies there to host you at her home. And then that's warm market. You don't know those ladies, but she knows them, and they come for her. That's direct sales.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you said again, because in our heads, a lot of us think, okay, we have to do all the things. I have to sell all the things, and I'm responsible for selling all the things. But it's like exactly what you said. Do you prefer to get 100%? What was it? Say it one more time. 100% of one. Say it again.
I prefer to get 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own.
Yes.
But so much time in a day. Look, I'm on here with you for a while. You need the force out there still working. Somebody is working 24 hours a day, and I get a percentage of that. Yeah. The website was up 24 hours a day. I get a percentage of that. And then they get a percentage. So it has to be a relationship in people, connection, and in money. Warm market.
Yeah. Okay. I hope y'all getting that. So then, Dr. Tracy, speaking of people, besides those women that were doing that in your sales force, I'm assuming you had to have a team or people in your ear that were not only supporting you and uplifting you, maybe spiritually, mentally, but also helping you behind the scenes to do some of the actual work. Is that a fair assumption?
That is a fair assumption, but let's talk about reality.
Okay.
So that would be a fair assumption, but the key is that at certain points, you got to be very careful about who that circle is that's talking in your ear. So I joined up with the Direct Selling Association. Not only did I join it, I was on the board. Not only was I on the board, I was the first Black woman as a vice chair in the executive role. It was only like five of us. So I was the first Black person, woman or man, to hold that position. So my ears were hearing things from the president of Mary Kay was on that board. So that's a $1 billion brand. The president of some of the other huge brands were on that board. And those were the things that I got to hear in my ear. That was the table that I got to set in Amway. So the leaders of Amway were on that board. So that's what I heard in my ear. And I was, I would like to say I was very strategic in making that happen. I said, I would like to say it, but the reality is God opened that door. I didn't even, wasn't even vying for it. I was just doing what I was doing, and I was tapped for it because it was already planned, but I was where I needed to be to get tapped on the shoulder. Folks, somebody's tapping and you ain't even there. You ain't there, but nobody to tap you on the shoulder because you still stuck in, I got to get the website right. I got to get all the things done and the things and this and the receipt book. All that's got to match up. My name. I got to get the trademark. You ain't even got a brand and you worry about a trademark. You don't even have POC, proof of concept. And you want to spend money on a trademark because you don't want nobody to copy something that ain't even the thing. I apologize, Brie. I will behave.
No, we don't want you to behave because you are.
I will behave, Brie. I will behave. Okay.
You are speaking so much truth right now.
But you know, everybody. Yeah, I know. But I'm talking to your group. They can handle this.
Yes. Yes.
Want the truth. You know what I mean? We need We need this truth. We need the auntie to come on in here and get us real right, because we've got things to do and we don't have this kind of time to be wasting and playing. So you need to get in position so you can get the tap on the shoulder. You need to get moving. You don't need to be worrying about all your little trademarks for $500 that you won't even be using that name that you trademark. I got 34 trademarks and I'm weaning them down because my attorney said, now, why do you have Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry trademark when you got Tracy Lynn, your own name trademark, and is in the same class? I don't know why. Well, I know you did that yourself like 100 years ago. I think we can now let that go. Okay. Nobody can come. Nobody can use it. See, we don't have the information. So we just doing stuff. I get it. But that's why we need correct information. So again, I would like to say that all those things that happened to me were strategic, but the reality is some things happened because I was in position and I was supposed to do it. I had capacity. It does seem like, Brie, a lot of responsibility, but I was graced for the place. And I knew grace lifted. I knew when it was over. Ooh, folks don't want me. If we got time, we'll get into that.
I got all the time, please.
So I will say this. It does take a strong team, but that was my greatest weakness, was a strong team. I was such a doer that I could carry things because I was raised to do it. And I never got the strong team. Like today, with all my things that I do with my social media, all my Big Dog Academy, and then my Icon Circle, I've got a team. I'm finally able to sit back and breathe. I have not been able to really breathe. And I would say that to people, really work hard on developing people as a team, because I was not a compassionate hire. I didn't hire you. Oh, I felt so much compassion. No, I was strong in my hire, but I was a compassionate keeper. I kept you longer than you should have stayed.
Oof.
So when you do that, those people can mess your business up. I had people who stayed longer than they should have because I couldn't release them. And I got to the point that I had to start releasing people to their destiny, which meant not my destiny, and moving them out. But that's a hard thing, because then you find yourself doing so much of the work and you are anointed to do it, but it will take a toll on you if you don't make the time to get the right people in your ear. There's a book, you know, The Right People on the Bus. You got to get the right people in the seats. You got to get the right people on the bus. You need to open the doors of the bus, let them out, you know. So yeah, I wish I would have done better. And I'm teaching people from my mistakes in that area. But at the end of the day, I still got where I was going. And, you know, there's another way. The way is, when it doesn't work anymore, that's it. You just can't keep them because you've known them forever. They have no role, because let me tell you, people start to get entitled.
Ooh.
They think now you owe them. Then if you don't give them what they think they're entitled to, they start to sabotage you from within. And it can have a major impact on your business. But I was fortunate enough along the way to have a good group of women in the Direct Selling Association. We called ourselves the Girl Gang. We were all women CEOs. And what they did for me was normalize problems, where sometimes in the field, they would say, oh, this is detrimental. My Girl Gang would say, oh, that just happened to me last week. Oh yeah, that'll be over. That's easy. Call so-and-so, or you got to wait that out. It's no big deal. It happens all the time. Oh, what? So I'm over here stressing because people are making me think that this is an anomaly and this is ordinary in that world. So you got to have the right voices, but I would say definitely have the right team of people around you that could just make it easier. But just know this, if they didn't make you, they can't break you.
Okay.
Which means that even with some bad hires coming in, they cannot break you. Like one of my students, my mentee said, oh, this person is coming in and changing the trajectory of my whole company. I said, then you need to stop it. Nobody gets to do that. They're not you. So God is still in control of that. And I am more than grateful. And that's why, that's the one thing I always want to come across as somebody who has seen God do miraculous things with my own shortcomings.
Come on now.
I've seen him. I've seen him just make sure that he put things in place that it would not be the end of me. It should be.
All right. You're not going to get you. What you're not going to sit here and do is get me in my feelings, Dr. Tracy. Well, that's what you're not going to do. Okay. Ooh. You're not going to have me feeling all this in my spirit right now.
Yeah. That's why I didn't want you. That's why I didn't have any questions for you. I believe that we don't need to talk about questions. You didn't need to send me over what you were thinking you were going to ask me. We just need to show up and do what we do. We're both ready for it. We're both called to it. We're both equipped to do it. And I've got an impartation that I have to give. Mm-hmm. And that's the work. That's my new work. And that's what I live in. And I believe if we get on here, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in agreement with you 100%. I want to ask you just kind of like segue a little bit into like self-care, as well as just becoming, as you mentioned in an email, like becoming this, what was it? The blueprint of being the CEO of your life. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And self-care. I love your podcast because self-care is something I should have done better along this journey. However, there were a few things that I did do well, and I will talk about that. I didn't do business after 8 o'clock at night. I had a young son, and I wanted to be a mother. I wanted to be a present mother. So after 8 o'clock, I was in the jewelry business. Ain't no jewelry surgery. I ain't on call for no jewelry surgery. So whatever the issue was, it could wait till the morning. Mm-hmm. I didn't read emails at night. After about six, when I got home, I actually didn't read any emails. So I stopped reading emails. I took the email notifications off my phone so that I couldn't even see it. I don't even have social media notifications on my phone. Mm-hmm. So get in there, is there when I get in there. Same with my email. I know where it is. So I stopped all that. And I just wanted to be present with my family because I knew that at some point my son, who's now almost 20, would be at that point and we would be empty nesters, my husband and I. We've been married 30 years in another month.
Oh,
and
wow.
I wanted to still be married. I wanted to still have my husband. I invested way too much there. So I still wanted, so I made time for those relationships. What I did do for self-care was I could sleep at night. I was always good. I could sleep at night. I mean, I did do that. Now, I may not, for me, self-care wasn't necessarily a massage, and I do enjoy a good massage. It wasn't a day at the spa. Sometimes as women, we think that that's what it is, or that's all there is. I do believe that that's a part of it, but my self-care was to go around and look at model homes. I had no idea that there was a gift in me for staging, that I was going to be a real estate investor. I had no idea, but I had a desire. So it fed me. Mm-hmm. It filled me up. Church for me every Sunday. I ain't miss a Sunday. I didn't miss a Sunday for no roll call. I went for my filling. I needed to give out of my overflow. So I didn't give people from the reserves, because when you do that, you empty out and then you start taking crazy stuff in, and that's how depression sets in. Mm-hmm. So I understood how to stay not just full, but overflowing, and to give from that place. So that was the self-care I did. I didn't take enough vacations. Mm-hmm. No, do those kind of things that I would tell a CEO, make sure you do that. Make sure you take those times and vacations. But I took little mini staycations, you know, with my family, doing things. I took my son to the movies every Saturday. Like I said, I made a decision. If I have to sacrifice my family for this business, I knew that wasn't God. Then that's not the business for me. So I never sacrificed the family for the business. I got real clear. And people would try to find me, be asking me all kinds of crazy stuff, but I started before social media. But then with social media, people would be DMing me, inboxing me on Facebook. I still don't do that today. I have a team now. Mm-hmm. You in there talking, you ain't talking to me. You right, talking right. to the team. I still don't do that because you just can't come in when you want to. You ain't ringing no bell. You just in there. You just talking. Somebody gonna come to my house and I'm gonna let them in. And they gonna drop all this garbage on my floor. Not so.
Yes.
Not, no. So there are guard gates.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't apologize for that because it kept my mind in perfect peace.
I love that.
And stayed on what it needed to be. I got my rest. And now in this season that I had to jump off from the business, we'll do a part two because I want to talk to people about the jump off. We got to talk about that. I want to get them going. Yes. I want some feedback, Bree. So we come back, we'll answer some questions, and then we're going to talk about the jump off. We got to talk about that too because... Okay. How much people, we got so much capacity in there. People always think I've reinvented myself now with social. I'm just continuing myself. Mm-hmm. I don't have to reinvent. I didn't stop being me and I didn't stop pouring. So we need to talk about that when it was over for me in the jewelry. How did I recognize it? And what did I do about it? Next conversation. Mm.
Don't be leaving us on no cliffhanger like that, Dr. Tracy.
Oh, and Bree, we got to come back. We have just got to come back and do it.
Yes, I'm here for that. I'm so excited because I swear I'm not just saying this. I promise you, I was saying, man, I wonder if I could invite her for a second time on the episode, or on the podcast. I've never had actually, that's a lie. I've had one person twice. That's it. In the whole 4 years I've been doing this. But in my mind, I was like, I wonder if she'd come back again to keep talking.
She will. I love this. And I believe by the time we release it, we'll get feedback. We'll have some questions from people. And then we will finish this conversation with the jump off. You know, we got a point to start. We'll just go back through where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to jump off.
Okay. All right. So we're going to stick a pin in this. I'm excited. Yeah. But before you do, I do have a question. Again, can you talk about those two programs you have, the Icon Circle, and was it Big Wolf?
Yeah, well, bigdogwoof.com.
Big dog. Yes.
Big dog woof, woof.com. So the Big Dog Woof came because everybody couldn't get into the Icon Circle because you really have to be making seven figures. We have a different conversation at that place. So collectively, I've got about 6 to 7 women. It's about a $10 million group and just the information that flows. But then there was a cry out of the women. Who and that's who I speak to. I could, of course, if I'm on a platform, I'm speaking to the men too, but I have something in me for women. Mm-hmm. Just what it is. And so I heard the women say, well, what about us? What about those of us who've been in business maybe 8 to 10 years and ain't seen a million? What about us that's just starting in business?
Yes.
What about us that not an entrepreneur, but we want to be the boss in our career? So that's how Big Dog Woof was born. So it's still in its inaugural phase.
Okay.
And I'm never afraid of the word beta. I love it. We're going to talk about that when we come back together, why I love that.
Okay.
But it's in its beta inaugural phase, the bigdogwoof.com, so they can get information and they can join me. So that's more of a mentor type program where my Icon Circle is really a mentor coaching type program. Okay. So just different levels, look, different cost levels.
Yes.
So Big Dog Woof it's affordable so that women can find their place there. So we can get started. But my goal is not to keep them in the Big Dog Academy. I want them to graduate to the Icon Circle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I love it.
My job is to come in and help collapse the curve. Just put a name to, put an understanding to some of the things we feel at that level. If we feel like we're stuck, you may not be stuck. You might just be in the middle. And as you come out, these are the things, because sometimes we want all the answers. We just want it all so wrapped up and perfect. I have someone in the Big Dog Academy now, but I told her if the money came, you ain't ready because you don't have a bank account. You don't have this. You ain't got nowhere for the money to go. So we want all of this together. We want to talk. I have a grant lady. They want to talk to the grant lady. Well, where are they going to put the deposit if we ain't got the bank account?
Yes.
So let's, that's what I'm here to do. Collapse that down, get you focused on the things that are the most important at the time to get you where you need to be.
Okay. I know we're doing part two, but is there anything else you want to just kind of add before we wrap up? Are we good?
On the socials. I mean, I don't know if you're going to put it in there where, you know, I'm at Dr. Tracy.
Yes, please. Please do.
Okay. So I'm at Dr. Tracy, TRACILYNN on all platforms, including YouTube. Look, and now what's the TikTok? Yeah, TikTok. I'm on it. So I'm on all the platforms. So you can always find me there. And I do a reel 5 days a week. I drop reels.
Oh,
and okay. My reel is very educational. I'm telling the real deal, business stuff, life things, just everything. So that's my give, you know, that's my free give to just make sure that everybody has access to this information.
Yeah, absolutely. So please, please make sure you're going to miss out. We're not missing out because I'm about to follow and see some other stuff.
That's right.
She said, or Dr. Tracy said, you got to move. Maybe the first step is following her on social media to learn more. Maybe that's the first step. If you're like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Get out of that space. Yeah. Do something. Do something.
Yes.
Because like she said, God cannot, like he's tapping you, but you're not there to receive the tap because you're stuck in your mind on everything else. You're not focused on just doing what you can do. Okay. So in any case, we done gave the offering. We've given the benediction. We done had the sermon that we didn't know we was going to get, but I know you needed it because I needed it. We're going to have a part two. Dr. Yeah. Tracy smiling, laughing, but I'm so serious.
Well, I'm serious. And I'm reading the sign behind you. Whatever I say is so. So it is so. So it is so. I saw that in the beginning. So it is so. We are. No, I feel that. I don't say that lightly. And I don't always say that. So yes. I've only said that a few times. And this is just one of those times.
All right. So we're excited. All right. So I just want to thank you so much for just sharing the space with me. I appreciate you. Just again, honored that you were here with me to have this conversation. I'm excited for the next part. But that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Send us an email, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Let us know what questions we need to dive into for this second conversation. You better take advantage. Dr. Tracy is not here for play. She's a busy woman. She got things to do. So you better take advantage of this while you can. I'm giving you the opportunity. So send that email and we'll try to get your questions answered on this part two. That's it for this week's episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed week. And I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.